Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Wanderers this morning came by. Where did they go? Graceful in the morning light.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Swedish sisters Clara and Joanna Soderberg made waves in 2008 with this cover of the Fleet Foxes song, Tiger Mountain Peasant. Their video went viral and even caught the attention of the Fleet Foxes themselves. Now, 4 years and two records later, the sisters have topped the Swedish charts with their album, The Lion's Roar. We'll talk with Clara and Joanna in a minute, but first, let's hear them as the band First Aid Kit. And this is the title track from The Lion's Roar, live on Soundcheck.
Now the pale morning sings a forgotten fence. She plays a tune for those who wish to overlook the fact that they've been blindly deceived by those who preach and pray and teach. But she falls short and the night explodes in laughter. But don't you come here and say
Lions roar,
is something that I have heard before. A children's tale along somewhere of a lion's roar.
That is the Swedish band known as First Aid Kit, live in our studio with the title track from their album, The Lion's Roar. First Aid Kit featuring Clara Soderberg singing and playing the guitar, her sister Joanna Soderberg singing and playing the keyboard, and Matthias Bergqvist behind the drum kit. And Joanna, Clara, thank you for coming in and playing for us today.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Joanna, let me ask you, there's a definite kind of country flavor to the album, Lion's mm-hmm. Roar. How did you, I mean, you're in Sweden. How did yeah. we're home to lots of great pop music and mm-hmm. dance music. How did you come to country?
Well, just kind of got into it through a friend who recommended it, and we kind of fell in love with it instantly. I think it's the simpleness, the simplicity, and the raw power of country. I don't know, it just really touches
yeah.
us.
That old saying, we just, three chords and the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we just heard it and we felt at home, and it, you know, wasn't the fact that it was American that, you know, what intrigued us, you know, was just the fact that it was so good.
Well, and it's what's funny is you haven't gone for contemporary country. You've really sort of worked your way back to, you know, some of the classic, you know, Johnny Cash and Graham Parsons and Emmylou Harris and that sort of thing. So, you know, looking back to maybe 40, almost 50 years ago, how did that happen? Did you work your way back or did you?
Sort of. Yeah. You know, we found like more like alternative country bands that we like, you know, like Bright Eyes, Ryan Adams and stuff like that. And then sort of found, you know, what had influenced them. And we found, you know, Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan and Townsend Sand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was a case of seeing what you liked and then trying to figure out where that had come from
and
eventually finding something that you kind of could claim for your own?
Yeah. We're just writing music inspired by that, and then we don't really think like that. We just make it our own.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just happens.
Well, the song you're going to do for us next called Emmylou, you mentioned, you know, Emmylou and June and Graham and Johnny.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're referencing two of the great couples of country music, mm-hmm. Graham Parsons mm-hmm. and Emmylou Harris, and June Carter and Johnny Cash. Are those sort of the idols, the icons for the two of you?
Definitely. And
yeah.
I mean, harmonizing is really what we're passionate about. And those two, you know, the combination of their voices is just perfect.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely those are our top inspirations.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that song is sort of, you know, it's singing with someone that, well, you love, or, you know, someone you maybe can't be with, like Emmylou and Graham, but
mm-hmm.
you can still sing with each other. And
so it's really
through
about
that,
the power
you can,
of singing
like,
with someone.
Yeah.
And as two sisters, I mean, did you grow up singing together? Did this kind of harmonizing come naturally?
Yeah, we've always been singing together.
Yeah.
Not harmonizing, but just singing, you know. Like the family, we're all crazy about music. Our dad is with us on tour. He does the sound. So it's a family business. And I think that kind of makes us even more drawn to country and family tradition. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's all in the family in this song called Emmylou. Let's hear another live performance from First Aid Kit. They're here in our studio today. They've got a sold-out show tonight here in New York at Webster Hall and making their USA TV debut on Conan O'Brien's show on April 16th. Here they are with Emmylou live on Soundcheck.
Oh, the bitter winds are coming in, and I'm already missing the summer. Stockholm's cold, but I've been told I was born to endure this kind of weather. When it's you I find, like a ghost in my mind, I am defeated, and I gladly wear the crown. 22. No, I'm not asking much of you. Just sing, little darling, sing with me. So much I know that things just don't grow if you don't bless them with your patience. And I've been there before. I held up the door for every stranger with a promise. But I'm holding back. That's the strength that I lack. Every morning keeps returning.
Once again, that is First Aid Kit, band from Sweden, here in our New York studio with a live performance of their song Emmy Lou, a tribute to two of the great couples in American country music, Emmy Lou Harris and Graham Parsons on the one hand, and June Carter and Johnny Cash on the other. And it is a family affair, Clara Soderberg and her sister Joanna Soderberg singing, Clara playing guitar, Joanna playing the keyboards, Matthias Bergquist playing the drums. And the album out now is called The Lion's Roar. Clara, what were you guys listening to before you got into country music?
Well, I got into country music when I was like 12.
So,
like, I don't know if I was really, you know, listening. When I found that I started listening to music, you know, it really started to mean something to me. And before, I was sort of just listening to whatever was on the radio, sort of.
Right. As little kids do.
Yeah.
But now at the ripe old age of... 19. you've settled on this is the music that means something to you. I mean, you've done other things too, though. And Joanna, you're, what, 21 now?
21, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In fact, we first heard you guys doing covers. The Fleet Foxes song. There was a Fever Ray song that you covered as well. Does that give us some clue as to... what was playing in the Soderbergh van as you guys drive down the road?
Yeah, definitely. We listen to all kinds of music, but when we sing, you know, it just becomes our thing, I guess, because of our harmonies. But we love, folk music. And there's a lot of good Swedish music, like Fever Ray and The Knife, who we've actually worked with, too. So, yeah, lots of different music.
A lot of the great Swedish music that we've heard outside of Sweden, here in the States, you know, we don't... some of the death metal gets out, a little bit of the folk fiddling from Dalarna or wherever, but mostly we hear, from ABBA to Robin, the pop music, or Swedish House Mafia. Where does this kind of music fit in Sweden? Do people listen to country music there?
Yeah, I think they do.
I think so.
It's not, you know, like the biggest thing. I guess we're very much a pop and metal nation, but there's definitely a big audience, and just the fact that it's going so well for us, you know, there, it's really...
It's totally crazy,
but it shows that there's an interest.
Right. Now, you guys, have the album's at number one, is that right? It hit number one on the Swedish charts.
It was the week it came out.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
First Aid Kit is the name of the band. Their show here in New York tonight at Webster Hall is sold out. You guys did a video for that song you just played for us, for Emmy Lou.
Yeah, we did.
It's on our soundcheck listeners. You can see the video on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Where was this shot, Clara?
In Joshua Tree.
Why?
Well, it was Graham Parsons that we sing about in the song. It was his like favorite place on earth, and he actually died there. And there's also this, his manager actually stole his coffin and drove it out into the desert and burnt his coffin there. And so it's like, you know, very sort of legendary place for anyone who's a Graham Parsons fan. And so for us to come there was really special. It just, you know, made us, I don't know, feel closer to him.
And it's
like
an amazing place. And
it's absolutely beautiful.
Especially for a suite, it's very exotic.
Yeah.
I'm sure. The video's on our webpage. Check it out. It's really beautiful. First Aid Kit's with us here in the studio. And let's wrap up with another song. You want to do Blue?
Yeah.
Okay. Once again, it's First Aid Kit, live on Soundcheck.
In the morning on the train, you sit and stare out at the rain, or bury yourself in your books. Don't look at no strangers, no, don't give them any looks. But you ask yourself, are you so afraid? Why you hesitate when someone asks your name? But they'll come too close if you tell them the truth. Stranger in me here.
The song is called Blue, a live performance from the band First Aid Kit here in the Soundcheck studio. Their album is called The Lion's Roar. It's out now. Clara, Joanna, thank you both for coming in and playing for us today. That sounded great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for Soundcheck today. On our next program, why it's bad luck to say good luck. We dive into the world of ritual and superstition in music, theater, and more. And we'll want to hear from you. Visit the Soundcheck website to tell us about your performance superstitions. Also tomorrow, Bree Benton, a.k.a. Poor Baby Bree, takes us back to the golden age of vaudeville. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn with Margaret Bresnahan. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. I'm John Schaefer.